Now, I love the Mexican heritage, and I boldly consider myself to be a strong honorary member of La Raza.
Seton went to a Mexican restaurant last night.
Cinco de Mayo.
AM 570.
Sure, it commemorates the Mexican army's victory over the French.
No!
But in L.A.
Los Angeles.
It also represents something else.
Alcohol.
Exactly. Time to celebrate with a Michelada. And it's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial. Brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold. Speaking of pure gold, here's Petros Papadakis and Matt Money Smith.
Petros and Money.
Perhaps the exhaustion of the passions is the beginning of wisdom.
Special open for a very special Petros and the Money show.
Should we cue up the live mariachis?
I mean,
crossfade the mariachis. Start up the mariachis. Now, I don't know if this is the... Yeah, all right, there we go.
Okay. Feel like I'm going to have to crawl under this mic a little bit more.
Wow.
It is a special Petros and Money show. Courtesy of our dear friends at Modelo. It is the beginning of a long-term relationship, P. Every Monday will be Michelada Monday.
That's right. Michelada Mondays here on the Petros and Money Show with the deafening sound of a mariachi band. Now, I don't know if this is how it was at Tim Cates' house on Christmas Eve when they were doing Baby Shark. Oh, that's better. That's more pleasant. It's that horn that really blows you out. But we are here for Michelada Monday, kicking off the Cinco de Mayo weekend. We got our friends from Modelo here. Puro del Oro, pure gold.
It is not a real Michelada if it is not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial brew with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that is what, P?
Pure gold.
Pure gold.
And we will keep the Cinco de Mayo party going on Monday on PMS for the foreseeable future with Michelada Mondays on the Petros and Money Show.
We always go on the road for Cinco de Mayo. But alas,
yeah,
it is on Sunday.
So this year we're going to be here.
We're going to get drunk in studio.
We have imported just loads of beer from Modelo, which is the Mexican beer of record. Whether it's the Negro Modelo or the Modelo Especial, everybody knows it's Puro del Oro para la Raza.
That's true.
And we're knocking out the Frogman Friday motif for this first
hour.
We brought in this extremely adroit...
Oh, the brass.
Mariachi band.
Listen to that. Got a violin, a guitar, a trumpet, beautiful vocal harmonies. And a big thank you to our friends at El Torito. Happy hour starts at 3 p.m. every day of the week. Amazing food, drink specials. Starting at just $4, El Torito's happy hour made from scratch daily. Enjoy items like mini tacos, street fries, carnitas sliders, and spicy queso dip. We speak from experience. We were just there about 6 weeks ago. Wash it down with those signature margaritas and a full lineup of draft beer, including Modelo Especial, which we are enjoying right now. Where's mine?
Now, Matt, when you live in the city of the Ciudad, the sun, it packs heat. And the freeway, it brings stress. And hydration is key. So it's important to keep that Modelo with that good Clamato handy at all times during the summer, just in case an emergency arises and you need to cool your nerves.
I see you have that sweet, soft shade of green in front of you, P. And
the
that
chelada.
Is a chelada with what, though?
Yeah, limón y sal.
Limón y sal.
Yeah, I keep that lemon and salt close to my salty lips.
Darn right.
Because many think I am a spicy, bitter person.
Now I am a little more spicy, so I like the red chelada. Watch out for the gong. Which has the tamarindo picante.
Yeah!
Uno
all
mas?
Right.
Uno mas?
I don't know, Matt.
I saw him. He had him ready to go. He's like...
Wait. I mean, but we do... I mean, I don't think our guests... I mean, Matt and I can do it.
It's
I
like
mean,
bringing up someone to be interviewed for one segment.
Yeah.
You can't have him come up and play one song.
Of course not. We're going to use this mariachi, but I see that guy working his hands out. You just don't... It's all right. Everything's okay. Jazz hands. Now, Tim Cates in the other room says we sound good. He does.
It's a good mix?
He says it's a good mix. But in here... I feel as if I'm sitting inside of a guitar, and which is fine. But because we are radio professionals, that's why we've been hired by Modelo for these Michelada Mondays. They didn't go hire two gringos off the street. They know we know our stuff when it comes
we're
to
the
Mexico.
Michelada show of
record. Oh yeah, and Mexican culture. I mean, that's us. But what I'm concerned about is our guests, John and Brianne from Modelo, the representatives from this great, fabulous company that brings us authentic Mexican beer. I'm worried about their ability to speak through the wave of culture that is the mariachi band in our studio. And I love that mariachi band. That mariachi band sends me from 6 to midnight when it comes to Cinco de Mayo and the Battle of Puebla. But I just worry for them.
We have experience. We've had reps against Indy cars. We've had reps against...
We've had to fight down war and crime all over the
high school students against the eyes of judgment, walking the pavement in front of Pauley Pavilion. I mean, we deal with adversity every day. Drunks.
NFL fans.
That's adversity. Both. So we can deal with a trumpet on our head.
We can
do that.
But can John and Brianne of Modelo?
I say let's find out. Let's throw them into the fire. Come on. Let's throw them into the tamarindo picante.
All right.
If
you want to throw them into the fuego.
Right.
Let's do it. Cue up the band and we'll intro our guests. Joining us right now from the proud company of Modelo, bringing you puro cerveza para la raza. Is two well-heeled, good-looking people. People that understand a refreshing attitude brings a refreshing product. Joining us on the Chevrolet Silverado Celebrity Hotline on Michelada Monday, Friday, it is Modelo's John and Brianne.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Yo no soy marinero. I am not a mariner.
But you are?
I'm a captain. And you guys are the captains of Modelo. How's
Welcome.
It going?
Muy bien.
Very well. Thanks for having us.
Are you guys finding the mariachi band to be a distraction? Playing right behind your head there?
Well done, Brian. Well done.
Is there a mariachi band in there?
What can you tell us? Because you know we are expert about all things Michelada Modelo Especial. But what can you tell us in our listening audience about this beautiful brand of beer and why you blessed us with an endorsement where we can talk about one of our favorite things to put to our lips every single Monday?
So for the number one show in L.A., the number one beer in L.A., Modelo is a perfect fit for the Petros and Money Show. So we couldn't be happier to partner up with you guys all summer long.
Good start, John.
So you've committed to the summer.
Yeah.
And we're very excited about that. We appreciate it. Now, when you guys travel around and do promotion, is this the type of stuff that comes along with you? Is this what you're used to? Just a flying fiesta everywhere you go? Or is it a little bit more understated business-like environment, except for today and on Mondays all summer with the Petros and Money Show on AM Sports Talk Radio?
You know we are Modelo Especial.
I know.
Modelo brings the party wherever it goes.
Question, Brianna. I want to know if this is normal for you.
Cinco de Mayo weekend.
All right, okay.
It will be normal.
All right, okay, let me be a little more specific then. Just cough right into the mic there.
Yeah, go ahead,
no,
John.
Sorry.
No,
I didn't know there's a cough.
No,
I'm a rookie.
You know what? It's all good.
That sauce is hot.
Right into the mic. Get right on it.
The cough.
Let's say I'm going to try to figure out which of these wonderful varieties of Modelo I'm going to buy. Let's just say, back in my teenage days, I'm a laborer. You know, I'm rolling out sod, I'm framing, I'm hanging sheetrock. You did that as well,
I did
so
that
you
as
know.
Kid, yeah.
So you know.
John knows all
Maybe
about it.
Maybe I had to
it,
work
actually.
On the foundation. I had to seal the foundation. It's been a long, arduous day.
Yep.
I see these three cans staring at me. Which can am I going for at 3:30? Because I work 5 to 3:30. Which one am I grabbing?
I think you got to start with the big tall boy, the big white one,
okay.
Modelo Especial.
Okay.
Since 1925.
The big can't love when that big can stares you in the face and the Lions welcome you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, the Lions are there for support, you know? After the 24-ounce can, a few of those, you may need those Lions on your side.
Most definitely. All right.
Now, she's from Temecula. Where are you from, John?
I'm a New Yorker, baby.
See, when he started talking about sheetrock and all, he got all kind of
nuts. He has a story.
Yeah, you got excited, too. How did you end up down here in California enjoying this sort of thing?
So have you lived in Chicago or New York with that weather? I moved out here as fast as I possibly could go.
That's what we like to hear. That's what every New Yorker should say. But instead they're like, well, you know, New York's still an awesome city and I miss that. No, it's better here.
I'm done,
baby.
A lot
better here.
I am done.
Well done. Well done, John.
Well, bless you both, and we appreciate you. We appreciate your sponsorship and your patronage. You guys can hang out here all day. I mean, I guess you could do that anyway. But you're welcome in the studio all day. I don't know about the mariachis and how long. I think it's just for the hour.
Darn good.
We have them. But please hang out and God bless you. It is Michelada Mondays on the Petros and Money Show all summer long. We welcome and thank our new sponsor, Modelo Especial, because Matt, it's a pretty good beer sponsor for the summer.
Darn right it is. As we said before we found out we were going to do this partnership, we love this giant white can when it stares us in the face. You go into that convenience store, those two lions welcome you. You put it to your lips. It's our beer of choice when we're rolling around town.
And immediate legitimacy.
Exactly right.
You don't look like a douchebag, you know, on a beach with a different beer, if you know what, you know what I'm saying. I know. I'm just saying there's all kinds of different beers out there that people drink all over the place. And when you have a Modelo in your hand, there's a certain amount of legitimacy that comes along with it. That's all I'm saying. I'm born and raised in this area. I washed dishes for a long time at a Greek restaurant. And I can tell you
what those guys drink.
I'm just telling you that there are certain beers that you pull that beer out and there is a snickering towards the local gringo, toward the güero.
And I do want to point out, too, I appreciate John because the local what? Local.
The gringo or Weto, the white guy.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to peel that foil back. He's all freaked out. He's like,
oh, the New Yorkers, yeah.
No
they don't
way,
like
man.
To drink
not
that
John.
Again.
No he's just going straight foil. It's like, whatever, man.
Well, it's his product.
I'm just glad we got the Greek to drink Mexican beer.
Oh, come on.
You are from LA.
Yeah, I'll drink out of the sewer.
Greek beer is terrible.
It's a lager.
It's disgusting. We didn't have to take this beer. We could have said, hey, look, we're on the air. We can't be drinking.
No,
right
we
now.
Don't drink on the air. What kind of people are we?
The second you offered us a Modelo, we're like, yeah, looks like we're starting early. Looks like we're starting early today.
Love you for it. Thank you.
Now, when you guys decorate with pinatas, do you fill them with things or are they just like kind of for the decoration?
Just decorations.
All right, copy that.
Yeah.
But you didn't bring all this stuff. We did all this, right? For you to come in and see that we are like really into it, right?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
So did it work?
Yes.
Does
awesome.
It seem like we're really into this?
We
it's a big fiesta.
This.
Cool. All
are
right.
Are you going to keep that Modelo sign up right there behind you for the whole summer?
Fine with me.
Summer season?
I got no
looks
problem.
Better than what's under it. That's
season
for sure.
Of Modelo?
Yeah. Fred's a wine drinker, but to hell with him, right?
Exactly right.
We saw you guys coming out of the Michelada glass.
Yeah.
The Modelo Michelada.
Most definitely.
You might need to get that framed in this office somewhere.
Done.
Well, she's a sponsor, so we'll pretty much do it.
Yeah, that's true. Call your shots, Brian.
All right, is the band taking us out too? All right. Well, wait, Weiss. We got to give away the $1,000 thing.
Oh.
I don't. We can't have the mariachi band upsetting our listeners who have really gained
obscuring the keyword.
Yeah, they've made so much money off of this. Some of our listeners have retired off the grand in your hand.
Your shot at $1,000 now. Text the nationwide keyword, COIN, to 200-200.
Then what happened?
You'll get a text confirming entry plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. That's COIN to 200-200.
Matt, people are already responding. A text here says, I got a Modelo Negro one time at a work function at an Angel game. Instant respect from my Mexican coworkers. Orale!
Exactly right.
If you want to be respected in the community,
drink Modelo.
If you don't, there's other choices that you can make.
Don't That'll make be your those downfall. Choices.
No, don't make those choices. Bad choices.
No,
don't make
bad don't. Choices.
We choose wisely here.
Yes.
We choose wisely.
Drink wisely, choose wisely.
That's right. Say, drink responsibly.
How about this?
And drink responsibly. True.
Let's say maybe this evening we're going to be watching one of the all-time great rock and roll artists perform live.
Matt and I, yeah.
On a beach.
Bob Weir.
Exactly right.
Hey.
Which Modelo would you recommend we drink while taking in the sweet sounds? And let's say it's a blues set. He's doing like Direwolf or something. Mm-hmm. Which Modelo should we drink to watch
Matt
that
Matt asked
set?
Me for a set list, and I've been unable to produce it. He's pretty mad.
Grab yourself a Modelo Negra.
Okay.
Full of flavor, dark, rich, caramel color flavor.
There
tastes awesome.
I know what I'm drinking tonight.
The black Sold. Model.
That's right. That's right.
Exactly right.
All right.
You really can't go wrong, though.
No, you can't.
No, any no. It's all good beer.
All good.
Yeah.
And we appreciate your patronage. We'll be right back on the one and only Petrus and Money Show. Our friends from Modelo are here. We have a great Frogman Friday in store for you. We got Brad Turner. We got David Basse. We got the Superpower Posse in the house. Brad Turner broke a story about Jeannie Buss reigniting an old flame.
Exactly right. And that old flame recommending a coach for her to hire.
And that old flame was not a great sports talk host.
Great sports talk.
That's the next coach.
Special Petros and Money Show. It is a celebration, Cinco de Mayo, on Sunday. We start the party today courtesy of our dear friends, John and Brianna Modelo.
Gracias, Modelo.
Michelada Mondays.
Muchas Modelo. Gracias para la cerveza.
Michelada Mondays, which will begin this coming Monday. That's why the studio is decorated, celebrated, a theme, Modelo.
It's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo.
Exactly right.
Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality, puro mas quality taste that is pure gold.
During the break, we were able to taste the delicious offerings of El Torito. Happy hour starts at 3 p.m. every day of the week. Amazing food. We just enjoyed some tacos, some guac. Good spicy guac, too, by the way. Amazing food and drink special started just $4, the El Torito Happy Hour. Make it from scratch every day, just like that guac. Enjoy mini tacos, street fries, carnitas sliders, spicy queso dip, and you wash it down with El Torito signature margaritas and a full lineup of draft beer, including Modelo.
And Matt joining us right now on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline as we do celebrate Cinco de Mayo, Michelada Modelo Monday. Gracias, gracias.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
It is BT, Brad Turner.
He's the best.
He is the best. He broke the story that a late night call was made. I don't know if it was late at night, but I like to think of it as late at night.
Dead of night. Like 1:15 a.m.
With an old flame on the phone. But it's not that hotline bling. I made a fun, youthful reference. What it really is a little bit of coaching advice, hiring advice.
And you want to take that advice.
Who can I turn to? It's like Jenny these days when you're a Laker. Who can I turn to? Turn to Phil Jackson, apparently. BT's got the stories. He's got them all on this weird offseason in L.A. Brad Turner of the L.A. Times joining us right now on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. What's cracking, BT? How are you?
What's going on, fellas? What's good today with you two dudes?
What's good? We have all this Modelo and El Torito food. Yeah, we got a Mexican fiesta for Cinco de Mayo.
Ooh. Is that my reward for doing this interview?
If you would like it to be.
If you're in Burbank, BT, you got to come, but you have to fight the whole FM building, but you can get...
Well,
I'll try to smuggle you in here.
I'll give you my address. You can just send me a case or two of that Modelo.
We can do that. And you know what?
We can do that, actually.
And we'll make you a plate. We'll make you a plate, cover it up in foil, and send that over as well. So did Phil call Jeannie? And what do you think Jeannie was thinking when she saw the Phil Jackson teepee or whatever on her phone?
The teepee, I like that. Well, just so you know, Phil and Jeannie still had conversations.
Oh, okay.
They've been having that over the last, I'm going to say the last year, since Phil has nothing to do. The guy's just making money off of the money he somehow eased out of the pockets of the New York owner. Mm. And there was a point this season, we were at practice, and we all looked up, we being the media, and there was Phil Jackson at a Lakers practice. Mm. And next thing we know, someone found a picture of Phil, Jeannie, Kurt, and Linda Rammers all at dinner together. So it's obvious that they still talk and she still listens to him and he still likes to be involved in some form or fashion, to use one of his phrases. So I'm not surprised he would be interested in talking to her about what her plans are, trying to help her through this whole process, because it's not easy to hire a coach. It's not easy to fire a coach. So she leans on people that she respects and feels someone that she has a lot of respect for.
Is this the direction you thought they would go in when this whole thing started? It certainly seems to make sense.
Man, I got to tell you, Money, I was saying yes, Ty Lue, no, Ty Lue, yes, Monty, no, Monty. I never thought it would be Jason Kidd. I thought perhaps the long shot would be Juwan Howard. And as this week progressed, I kept hearing that it was 50-50. They were liking both guys, Tyronn Lue and Monty Williams. So I became confused. Doesn't take much. I'm mad. I must admit that. I'm not Petros. I'm not that smart.
Yeah.
No, so I did not know. But once I got word, like everyone else did, that Monty was signing with the Suns, you know, I'm at the gym trying to work off a few of those pounds, some of that wine I had last night, and I see this. I thought, wow, this is interesting. I think I should go home and get to work. And I get home, and I start making phone calls. I realize if this is true, then they have to go after Ty Lue full bore ahead. And we've got to find a way to get this guy signed to a contract.
BT sounds so happy because now that the Lakers have a coach, he can go down to Greece or Italy or Spain and hang out.
Oh,
right.
Well, you know what? Money. Petros, you know I want to go this year?
Where?
It's Croatia.
That door's wide open now. Coach has been hired.
I'll be there in June if you want to join me.
LeBron's working on Space Jam. It's waiting for you. Nothing going to happen this summer.
Well, I've got to get some information from you. I'm not going until August. Then, of course, I'll be going to Paddy. You notice I didn't say Paris. I said Paddy.
Yes, you do.
Notice
and
that.
I plan on going there and also another city in the Netherlands. And I think you know which city that will be.
Never heard of that place. Don't know what you're talking about. Not familiar with that at all. Now, BT, when it comes to these Lakers, is it important to have, I guess, a coach like Lue to go into these free agent meetings? Is that something that you think of, not just coaching acumen, but someone to pitch Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, Kyrie Irving that has a championship under his belt?
You're absolutely right about that because he's someone, he's still 43 years old. Today's his birthday for Ty Lue, but he has won a championship. He has coached LeBron James. He has coached Kyrie Irving. And dare I even say, he's also managed those two stars as well as Kevin Love, because you have to do more than just coach a player of that magnitude. And so if he goes in and says, hey, look, here's my ring from the Cleveland Cavaliers. Here are my two rings from when I played for the Lakers, the team I now coach. Here's one of my coaches, Phil Jackson. Here are some of the guys I play with. I play with Michael Jordan with the Wizards. I also played with Shaq and Kobe and Rick Fox and Shaquille O'Neal and Derek Fisher. That's a nice resume to have. And someone that wanted me here is a guy that won five rings here, Phil Jackson. And I'm in an organization that I love, that I began my career with. I was traded for by the great Jerry West. He saw something in me. He traded for me to come from the Denver Nuggets to play for the Lakers. All those are great things that he can use when they go into these meetings. Now, does it mean that they're going to get a free agent? No, but I think it helps them to get a meeting, and it helps them being the Lakers when they're out there talking to free agents, whoever it will be, whether it's Kyrie Irving, whether it's Kawhi Leonard, whether it's Kevin Durant, whether it's Klay Thompson, whether it's Money and Petros. Well, it wouldn't take much for you guys.
We'll take money.
Pretty cheap.
But those things help, and you need all the ammunition that you can get because there are some great teams out there that want to keep their teams and their players, and there's some great teams out there that are trying to pull those players away from those teams.
Brad Turner is our guest, joining us right now on the Petros and Money Show. Are you surprised that that Jeannie especially continues to kind of go to the same people that she's known over the years, instead of hiring outside the family, you know, the Magics, the Phil Jacksons, the people, Rob Pelinka, Kobe's agent. Why don't you think the Lakers open up to some more mainstream NBA executives? God knows they have the money to pay them.
They do. That's a great question. And I'm guessing it's just dealing with people you're familiar with, people that you trust, people that you know can get the job done, at least hope they can get the job done. So you stick with the same thing because you've had a measure of success with them and they've had a measure of success themselves. Although the last 6 years, that has not been the case. know, so I think she just really believes in people, and she has a trust in someone. I mean, look, you two guys are still working together. I mean, how is that working out sometimes? I mean, come on. I should have one of those jobs, I'm guessing, you know, something like that.
But you've known him just as long as anybody else.
It's just trust, having faith and being familiar with all these people, knowing they've had success at what they've done in the past, and hoping that can translate into making the Lakers a successful organization again.
In terms of, and I think one of the things that we kind of kicked around here, BT, when this started, the coaching search after Luke was let go, was do you send too much of a message to free agents that this really is LeBron's team, LeBron's show? He calls all the shots if you hire Ty Lue. And if that was a concern, I guess two-part question. One, do you think that was ever a legitimate concern? And two, in your opinion, should it be?
In some eyes, yes, it was a concern. And in my view, should it be one? No, because I don't think LeBron James, is negotiating the contract for Tyronn Lue to get done. That's been done by Rob Pelinka and his entire agent. I'm sure you would consult with your star. The Lakers did that when they had Kobe Bryant. We all know when Phil left, was fired in 2004, Kobe was tired of him. When Shaq was traded, Jerry Buss had to decide to let one of those guys go. So we've seen this before. And the fact that LeBron James has all this power, my understanding is they did not try to influence this decision at all because of this question that would come up. Who runs the Lakers? Well, I want to say Jeannie Buss runs the Lakers, and she's trying to let everyone know she's in charge. She owns the team. She decides on who the coach will be, with input from people that she trusts.
Is Rob Pelinka one of those people? What's he still doing hanging around? Is it just because he's with Kobe? They don't want to alienate Kobe? I mean, that's a tricky situation there.
It is. Well, how about this? He's under contract.
Oh, okay.
He had a job to do. And they, again, that word trust, Jeannie Buss, Linda Rammers, they trust Rob Pelinka to do the job and to get the job done the right way. He's a very smart man. You know, there have been some issues among other GMs around the league, other agents that don't trust him as much. That's a fact. I've heard that from many, many, many people around the league. But the Lakers trust him. They believe in him. Jeannie trusts him. She believes in him. And as long as she does that, for Rob Pelinka, that's all that matters. His job is to go out and make this team a really good team, to help them to shape the future of what they have going on and make some successful transactions. I mean, there were some questionable ones last summer, last season, and they missed the playoffs again. But he did trade away a bad contract in Moscow. He traded away a young player that became an all-star, D'Angelo Russell, who, by the way, did a little smoking on the airplane there. Well, he wasn't smoking, but he got caught with a little of that stuff.
I mean, why can't you put it in anything else but
not smart.
Can't you put it in anything else but a liquid container? I mean, anything else, you would have got that weed right through.
Well, how about this? Wait till you get home.
Right.
Get to Louisville. Do it then. I mean, I think you
can buy hard
everywhere.
Hey,
I wouldn't know. I'm just saying.
Oh, look.
Exactly
we kicked it around yesterday. Out of all the things to put it in, a container that is not allowed through TSA, a can of liquid. Yeah. Just real quick, BT, do you think Ty Lue is a good coach? Is he a great coach? Is he a coach that is respected as a tactician? Like, how would you describe him?
I would say Ty Lue is a very good coach. I mean, the great coaches in the league to me would be someone like Doc Rivers this year. Someone like Rick Carlisle, someone like I was a Greg Popovich. I think Ty Lue has earned his stripes. He's learning to get better at it. He is someone who wants to improve. He's become really good at managing people, and that's very important. He's become better at X's and O's because he learned under Doc Rivers, someone that I have gained a lot of respect for over the last 4 or 5 years because of what he's done. But I think he has the complete package. And I think even as a coach, like a player, you're always trying to get better. You're always trying to learn. You're always trying to improve. And those are the things that I respect about Ty Lue the most.
B, BT, if we were to send you a case, do you want the Modelo Especial? Do you want the chelada that is tamarindo picante? Or do you want the limon y sal?
Yeah, we got the chelada limon y sal over here.
Which would you like?
Oh, you say that so slowly, but I'll go with the Modelo.
Just the regular, the white can.
It's all Modelo.
It's all Modelo, yeah. So you want the Especial.
You just want the normal one.
I'm a normal guy, unlike you.
You are not a normal guy.
Yeah, I only spend my summers in Paris.
Exactly.
And I'm looking into Dubrovnik. You just talked about Doc Rivers and how well you know Doc Rivers after all these years. And I remember, of course, all the stuff when he first came, and then he became the GM, and then now he's coaching again. But he's always been great to people and great to cover. You saw that Clipper last series against the Warriors. What kind of position do you feel like they're in for the summer?
Man, honestly, a great position, because they absolutely have at least one max salary slot available. And with a little maneuvering, they could have two max salary slots available. They have this great front office. They have a great owner and Steve Ballmer. They have the great Jerry West over there who helps that out. And they have a young team that you have to respect what they did. I mean, look at this. These dudes came from 31 down. They made history. I had never seen that before in my life. You know why? Because it had never been done before. It was amazing to watch that game and see them come back. And a job that Doc did this year, to me, was just the best he's done as a coach. Even more so the year he won the championship in Boston in 2008, because we expected that. But no one thought this Clipper team would make it to the playoffs, let alone push Golden State to six games. I mean, that was pretty amazing. And so for them, the future is bright. If they can land one of these stars, that would be amazing for them. Think about this. The Lakers and the Clippers, or the Clippers and the Lakers, however you want to put it, could be going after the same star players. How much fun would that be?
And if you had to put odds on it, you feel better about the Clippers landing said star
player. Well, how about this, though? What if you walk into a room with Doc Rivers, Steve Ballmer, Jerry West, Lawrence Frank, and you're talking to a guy? And then the Lakers walk in with Ty Lue and Magic Johnson, and maybe Jeannie Buss. And maybe Kobe Bryant decides to jump on that train. Whoa, your head would be spinning.
It is a hell of a fight. And he'll be documenting it all from Gay Patty.
Yeah.
From Gay Patty, my friend.
Amongst the smoldering ruins of Notre Dame.
Oh.
Well, they're rebuilding it. BT's going to be part of the rebuild.
Too soon.
Part of the rebuild. Hey, say hi to Jamie McCourt, BT. She is the U.S. ambassador to France.
You got a phone number for her?
Yeah.
We'll send you your case of Modelo.
Call the State Department.
You can follow him on Twitter at @BA_Turner. We absolutely love getting BT on. You're the best, Brad. Thank you.
Hey, guys, au revoir.
Au revoir.
Adieu. Petros and Money Show continues right here on your home of the Doyers. We got Dodgers. We got Padres. We got the Superpower Posse in the house.
Yeah.
Morocco Casino Dodgers on deck starts at 6. But, Matt, we're kicking off Cinco de Mayo weekend with our friends at Modelo.
Done right we are. We made the announcement just a moment ago. Moving forward for the remainder of the summer, at least, it will be Modelo Michelada Monday. A big thank you to our dear friends, and they are dear friends, Brianne and John, who joined us in studio, who cracked our first bottle of Modelo of the afternoon as we celebrate the Cinco de Mayo weekend here in studio until 6 p.m. We will be off handing it over to Tim Cates at that time. We still have plenty of show to go, though. David Vasse live from Petco Park. Textoso Roundups, word, number, song of the day. I've got some remarkable audio, I like to believe, for your word or number of the day, whichever we decide to use. And, we'll go towards 6 p.m. So there's that. And we got a live mariachi in here, which is pretty great. Band.
It's popping, everybody. Welcome back. The one and only Petros and Money Show is on the air right here on AM570 LA Sports, your home of the Dodgers. Everybody's happy here in studio. We're having a wonderful time. Thanks to Brad Turner who joined us this hour. But, Matt, we got a real special guest for our Michelada Mondays with Modelo.
They heard the live music upstairs, and let's get the mic going.
We got Cruz from The Real, Ronnie, can we get their mics? We got Cruz from The Real.
There it is. There we go. We got
there
you.
There we go. There we go. Yeah. We're on. Okay, here
Which
we go,
Which is very
guys.
Exciting. Cruz from The Real came down because he must have heard the mariachis or something. How long have you been in the building doing afternoons on The Real?
It's been about a little over a week now, guys. You know what I'm saying? First of all, guys, this is amazing. Thank you guys so much for having us. It's Modelo time, guys.
Right, and Let's you brought El Chato with you. Yo, hola, El Chato. What's with going me. On?
Give it a primo!
Here's the thing. Leche is part of the group of the mariachis here. Plot
oh, he
twist.
Is?
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Okay, very nice.
Okay. I'm only kidding, guys. I'm only kidding. But me and him do look like we need to be part of the group, though.
No, well, look. I mean, you are of a Latino culture.
Absolutely,
But
man.
God bless you both, and thank you for thank coming you, down. Man. And please take all the beer that you want.
What are you doing on Sunday?
Thank you guys so much, man. Sunday, probably with family. Tonight, we're doing Six Flags Magic Mountain with Real 92.3. Shout out to iHeart. And then we're doing a day party at Le Jardin in Hollywood from 3 to 8.
Jeez.
Come through, pull up, man.
Yeah, FM life.
Listen, it's Modelo time anytime
exactly
with us, man.
Right.
Let's go, man.
Gracias, Mujeriegos. Right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you guys very much, man.
And
gracias.
Back upstairs to 92.3.
Viva los Dodgers! Exactly.
Thank you, Leche.
All right, they're going to sprint upstairs. Back to 92.3 at the Cruz Show is the
Thank
Twitter
you.
Feed as well.
Hey, that's some real representation.
Damn right.
If the Modelo doesn't get us in the door, those guys will.
Or the mariachi. We just roll with them.
Yeah, the mariachi's
hey,
pretty
who,
good.
Look who we brought with us.
And that's a good-looking kind of younger mariachi group.
Yeah.
Sometimes when the mariachis come, they look like a group of high school principals, like three Edward James Olmoses from Stand and Deliver.
Right.
You know, but these three are very attractive people.
Most definitely.
Just good-looking mariachis.
Nice heads of hair.
Yeah, beautiful hair. And
beautiful eyebrows, too.
Just an overall, just a strong look.
Most definitely.
A strong cultural look.
Hey, Weesh, they can, no, you can let them.
What's that?
Yeah.
What's that, Kate? You want me to read what? Oh, okay. Well, look, we have a lot going on the show today. And the mariachi and the Modelo Monday.
It'll come to an end this hour.
It's gotten us pretty excited. It's coming to an end, Matt, but the lingering taste of that limón y sal is not going to leave my lips until, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to be thinking about it for a long time, like you think about an old love affair.
That's one way to put it. I think I'll stick with the especial missionary style. It's the way I'm going to go for the remainder
of the
show.
Oh, you're going missionary?
I'm going to go missionary style with the especial for the remainder of the show.
Well,
you're going to spice things up in your bedroom with some limón y sal.
I do have a text, Matt, about the Phil Genie thing, and I think we should have.
A big thank you to BT for joining
Sold out
us.
Yeah,
Chevy.
Big thank you to BT. A big thank you to Brianne, who I think once I called Brianne, but, you know, I'm trying to be
Well, at least
cool.
We didn't make the Game of Thrones reference.
Yeah,
that would have been lame.
Yeah, Brienne of Tarth.
Yes.
And then,
she doesn't hear that at all.
And then John.
John Snow.
Big dog.
King of the North.
East Coast sheetrock John.
Yeah.
Of Modelo. Two great people who came in here and believe in our show. So we're going to have a great summer together. But Brad Turner came on and he talked to us not only about the Genie and Phil situation, but the weird photo that Magic took with Genie last night at that weird dinner, and now Phil is back in the mix, and it almost feels like a Roach Motel with the Lakers, where you check in, and the floor is so sticky with the sins of the past that you cannot leave.
It is odd. The one thing that Brad said, and it was right at the end there, and we were right up against it, too. We had kept Brad for like 15 minutes, and I mean, granted, we're sending him a case of Modelo.
We are, and we made him a plate.
And we made him a plate.
Could you guys make me a plate and bring it over? Yeah, we'll make you a plate. I'll get the foil out and, you know, kind of form it around the plate.
It was his last answer, so we couldn't kind of respond to it. And he said, just imagine if these two front offices are going head-to-head, and in one, you've got Doc and Jerry West and Lawrence Frank and Steve Ballmer.
And Kip Winger.
And in the other one, you've got, and I assumed he was going to say, Ty Lue and LeBron James. And then he goes, and Magic Johnson and Kobe Bryant. And he said Kobe so quickly after he said Magic that I couldn't stop and say, well, wait a minute. If Magic's in there, isn't the free agent going to say,
why'd you leave and tell everybody that you were getting backstabbed?
And that the truth will always come to light. And like that, see, to me, seems like that would maybe invite some. And I guess the answer to that would be, well, so he could clarify and say, oh, no, I'm good. I wanted to get back to tweeting. Have you been following my Twitter feed since I quit? I have already congratulated Dame Lillard.
A lot going on.
And Russell Westbrook.
He talked about
Kawhi Leonard.
Game two out there in Toronto. I mean, there's been a lot going on. I have a text here that says, I'm pretty sure Phil sent Genie smoke signals from his teepee.
Yeah.
But I'm not shocked that they still are friends because Phil's gray and old, right? It can't be weird anymore. she's moved on to younger, more vivacious guys.
And they just broke up like 2 years ago.
I know,
I
but
mean,
he
it's
was
not
so
like he
old.
Aged.
But he was so old and broken down and splintered at that point, right?
I mean,
like she can't possibly think of him as a sexual.
They
being.
Were engaged.
I mean, know,
it was
but
just like 18 months ago, that was, they were probably still engaging.
That was
in
just a
affairs.
Hey. Let's still be together for two more years. That was the kind of engagement that was. That wasn't a let's get engaged and get married. That was a hey.
You know, there are many ways you can remain relevant in that facet of your life these days that maybe you once couldn't. I don't think you got to hang it up.
Are you making
at
a reference
68 anymore.
To Blue Chew?
Perhaps I am.
Or Hymns?
Is that what it's called?
Or any-
or Get Roman? Keep it going, guys. Pretty soon you'll hit on one of them.
I got to admit, though, that Brad has become a very valuable
love him.
PMS guest, and God bless him. Somebody else is asking if this mariachi plays a Morrissey-style music. The Smiths? No?
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 No. Traditional fare.
Por qué no? All right. No, okay, that's... What? Baby Shark? No. No.
No.
No.
Make no. Them do that,
I, that, no. No. Oh, that's. Oh, oh God. Oh, yeah, no. They do Baby Shark. Let's do it. Play the hits, Matt. You're talking
play the
well.
Hits.
I'm losing my soul. Shark, da, 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 da,
you might want to put it up on Periscope, P. Get the Petros and Money Show Twitter feed going on the Periscope.
Let's do it.
No. That's enough. Let's get back to the good stuff. Let's get back to the good stuff the people want. It's Friday, May 3rd.
All right. The Tradicional.
Exactly.
The Tradicional, yeah. And people were like, oh, they're going to play all the traditional ones. Why don't you let them play something cool? What's next? La Cucaracha. And it's like, look, I don't control anything.
It's okay?
I'm here for Modelo Mondays.
Dealer's
I'm having
choice.
A great time. There's a piñata hanging off my mic.
You know what's in that piñata, by the way? Cocaine. We're going to keep this thing going for two more hours.
Well, if you try to keep me going till Monday, Matt, that'll do it.
Exactly right.
But it's been a while since I danced with the white lady.
It's been a while. All right, are we done?
All right. Play the mariachis, and they don't have to play How Soon Is Now. Just, you know, anything. Gracias to the mariachis. Gracias to Modelo. Especial.
El Torito. Catering this fiesta.
Thank you to John and Brianne. And all of our friends, we're going to be doing this all summer long, and we look forward to a great relationship with a fabulous beverage and a great beverage company that represents the people of the city.
We still have two more hours of the Petros and Money Show before we hand it over to Tim Cates and Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck. We'll have your word, number, song of the day, and all of the Frogman accoutrement when we return.